Hare Krishna. So till now, Krishna has described that how he is the cause of everything. He spoke about how he is the origin, how he is the dissolution, how he is the maintainer also. Now, let's try to understand how Krishna is the essence of everything that exists around us. He is the cause, and now we'll try to understand how he is the essence of everything. Starting from shloka number 8.
रसोऽहम् अप्सु कौन्तेय प्रभास्मि शशिसूरयः प्रणवः सर्ववेदेषु शब्दः खे पौरुषं नृषु.
सो हियर कृष्ण इज सेइंग रसो अहम् अप्सु ओ कौन्तेय ओ सन ऑफ कुंती रसो अहम् अप्सु आई एम द टेस्ट इन वाटर. देन ही सेज प्रभास्मि शशि सूरयः. देन ही सेइंग आई एम द लाइट इन व्हाट शशि दैट इज मून एंड सूर्य सन. प्रणवः प्रणवः सर्ववेदेषु. प्रणवः बेसिकली मीन्स द सिलेबल ओम द ओमकार. ही सेइंग दैट आई एम दैट ओम इन सर्ववेदेषु इन द वैदिक मंत्रस. एंड शब्द खे आई एम द साउंड इन द इथर. खे इज इथर. आई एम द साउंड इन द इथर. And Paurusham Rishu. Rishu is basically the men. So he's saying Paurusham. I am the ability in man. So basically Krishna is talking about how he is the essence of everything. So now starting with the first one, that is Raso Aham Apsu. So in shloka number 4, we had discussed about how Krishna energies, eight elements are separated from him. Bhumir, Apah, Anala, Vayu, Kham, Manah, Buddhi. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. These eight elements are Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada. So they are separated energies of Lord Krishna. So Krishna has already described here Apah, that is water, it's my separated energy. Then why again there's a repetition here? It's not repetition here. There he said that they are my separated energy, but now Krishna is talking about how is the essence of water. What is the essence of water? The essence of water is its taste. I'm sure when we are very, very tired, sunny day, and then we are just sweating, our clothes are wet, and when we come home, we want water. Now suppose someone comes and says, maybe you can take some lime water, limbu sharbat, or better to have some soft drinks. If suppose even if someone makes the best of the best liquid juice of some fruit and gives, will our thirst be quenched? We'll be hankering like anything for water. Especially on the days of Nirjala Ekadashi, when we are fasting without water, I think devotees can very nicely relate. That day we want to taste the water. The taste of water is what everyone hankers for. Why? Because the taste, the essence of water is taste, and that taste is Krishna. That's what he's telling here. So it's very nicely described here that the taste of water is the active principle of water. Now, we might say the water is tasteless, but then it has a specific taste, and that's what we all need, and that's what quenches our thirst. No one likes to drink sea water because the pure taste of water is mixed with salt. Attraction for water depends on the purity of the taste, and this pure taste is one of the energies of the Lord. The impersonalist perceives the presence of the Lord in water by its taste, and the personalist also glorifies the Lord for his kindly supplying tasty water to quench man's thirst. So, when it comes to impersonalist, they say that yes, Lord is there in everything. But when it comes to a personalist, they have a higher vision. They are in a great mood of gratitude and they thank the Lord. Oh Lord, thank you very much for giving this water with such wonderful taste. And you are personally present as this taste to quench my thirst. You're so great. This is the mood of a personalist. This is the mood of a devotee. So this point is very nice to understand that how Lord is present as an active element here. So every day when we're drinking water, we can actually remember Lord Sri Krishna. When we're drinking water, we can remember that how Krishna is the taste of water. So the first thing by which many times in a day we'll be drinking water. So just imagine, every time if we remember Krishna, we'll be Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious. Then Krishna is continuing and then he says, Prabhasmi Shashi Surayaho. So I am the light. I am the light of what? Shashi, that is moon, and Surya, that is sun. So light of sun and the moon is originally emanating from the Brahma Jyoti, which is the impersonal effulgence of the Lord. So sun is giving us light, but who is giving light to the sun? Where is the effulgence the sun is getting from? That is coming from the body of Lord Shri Krishna. The Brahma Jyoti, the Brahman effulgence coming from the body of the Lord. That is the source. That is the source for the light of the sun and light of the moon. So in this way we understand that Krishna is the principal factor of sun and moon. That is light. And then he says that the syllable Om, Pranava Sarva Vedeshu, I am Omkara. I am that Pranava, that is Om, in the Vedic mantras, in the Vedic scriptures. I am sure we might have heard these different mantras. Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha. Even when it comes to some demigod worship that is happening, so there also they'll have Om Ganeshaya Namaha, Om Rudraya Namaha. So just see here that how Krishna is the one who is actually addressed first by the syllable Om. And then after that comes, you know, any Devi Devta whose particular yagya or puja is happening. So everywhere, first Lord Krishna is invoked because He is the Purusha. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without His presence, no worship, no yagya, nothing can happen. So here we understand very clearly that Krishna is that Om, that Pranava in all the Vedic scriptures, in all the Vedic hymns and all the Vedic mantras. So here it is said, Omkara, transcendental sound, in the beginning of Vedic, every Vedic hymn addresses the Supreme Lord. Because the impersonalists are very much afraid of addressing the Supreme Lord Krishna by His innumerable names, they prefer to vibrate the transcendental sound Omkara. But they do not realize that Omkara is the sound representation of Krishna. So anyone who is chanting Om, they are actually calling out for Krishna. Here, another very important point we need to understand. So Om is there. But then, when it comes to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it's a direct address to Krishna. Om is an indirect address to Krishna. So when we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is a direct address to Lord Shri Krishna. And when someone is chanting Om, that is also addressed to Krishna, but that's an indirect address to Krishna. And then finally, there are two more things that is mentioned here. One is Shabda Khe. So now ether is known for being a medium for propagation of sound. So the existence of ether will get to know if the sound is propagating or not. If the sound is propagating, we say yes, the ether is present, the sky is there. So in this way, what is the essence in the ether? The essence is sound. So without sound, there is no question of existence of ether. So Krishna is that sound representation. That's what is told here. And then at the end, it is said that Paurusham Rishu. What is that essential factor in a human being? The ability, the capability to do various things. So here Krishna is saying, I am that ability. I am that Paurusha. So here it is given very nicely after describing all this. Jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness extends everywhere, and one who knows Krishna consciousness is blessed. Those who do not know Krishna are in illusion, and so knowledge of Krishna is liberation, and ignorance of Him is bondage. So very nice line. When someone knows Krishna, that person is actually marching towards liberation. But one who is in illusion, who does not know Krishna, he is just bound in the cycle of birth and death forever. This particular shloka actually helps us to remember Krishna. Whenever we drink water, early in the morning, when we first drink water, we remember Krishna. And then, and when the sun is rising, and when we see the sun, when the light is seen, whom do we remember? We remember Krishna because He is the light of the sun. And then, when someone is chanting some syllables, when some Vedic hymns, starting with Om, we remember Krishna. When we see some person doing some task very, very nicely with lot of capability and talent, whom do we remember? Oh, how great Krishna is! Yes, he is able to see, because the capability of the man is Krishna. And any sound in this world, including the horning, the horn sound of some vehicle, here Krishna is saying that I am the sound in ether. So any sound that we hear, what we are supposed to remember? Krishna. So in this way, when we understand this verse very clearly, what will happen is, in our day-to-day life, from morning till evening, from sunrise till moonrise, we'll be able to remember Krishna. And whenever there is sound, even in the mid of night when we are sleeping, as soon as we hear the sound, the only word that will come from our mouth is Krishna, because Krishna is present. So in this way, wonderfully Krishna is telling all of us how to remember Him all the time. He continues the same theme, and now He's going to tell something more about the essence in various things existing in this world. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.